Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For one, this is like maybe the third time. I haven't said I'm not playing this season.
No. Okay.
The most important thing is a full recovery, being
100%. That's right.
Not rushing.
Yeah, don't rush back.
At all.
Don't do that.
But also, I don't go to rehab 6 days a week for nothing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Jason Tatum on ESPN, also making the rounds today. He had similar comments on Good Morning America, I think, ABC. Today's show. He's been, I don't even know what he's pimping. Like, I haven't heard the product. It seems like he's making the rounds, and usually when somebody's making the rounds, there's something they're promoting or doing. But that was interesting if you're a Celtics fan right there. There's a lot to unpack there. He almost seemed perturbed for, like, the third time. Well, that's how it works, Jason. When you do multiple interviews, they're going to ask similar questions for different radio stations and TV stations.
They don't rebroadcast the stuff that you said to the Today Show on First Take. Like you have to do it all over again. Sorry, buddy.
Let's pretend it was the first time you were asked that question, but hasn't said he's not playing this season and isn't going to rehab 6 days a week to not play. Do we think this is just him saying what he feels like he should be saying or not giving up, being a competitor? Or when you hear that, Fitzy, do you believe there's a legitimate chance we're going to see Jason Tatum this year?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, all in.
Absolutely. And going beyond the whole, like, I think it was like 2 months ago, there were some messages traveling around like, oh, Jason Tatum, word is he thinks he's ahead of schedule and he's walking when he should only be doing this, and now he's able to run, and like everything's been expedited. It's not like Roman Anthony and the oblique recovery, like, hey, I'm able to do 25 minutes on a treadmill like I'm a mall power walker, you know, in Florida. Like, no, Tatum's doing well, it seems, and it would not surprise me at all, Andy, as we do this show on September 23rd, if in late February or early March, as the Celtics, certainly probably not as good as last year, but looking to, you know, land a playoff spot in the top four of the Eastern Conference, get a nice boost when Tatum comes back and can play 15, 20 minutes a night. The dude's an X-Man. Look at him. Doesn't it look like he'd be somebody, a candidate for an expedited recovery?
So we're going to go down the Aaron Rodgers road. Remember, it was Aaron Rodgers. If they were in playoff contention, he was going to play that December, whatever, expedited.
Jets.
Then a year later, he kind of looked terrible and didn't look good at all. Now maybe he's back to full health. I can also give you the perspective of, you guys know I'm sort of the president of the Jaylen Brown fan club. The conspiracy theorist in me says, oh, is Jason Tatum not like Jaylen Brown getting all the fanfare? It's his team. I'm just gonna remind everybody I'm still here and I could be here at any point. So don't get too comfortable in the lead chair, Mr. Brown. I am going to be back sooner rather than later. I haven't even given up on this season. Any truth to that, Fitzy?
I would love to play radio with you just knowing how much you love Jaylen Brown, but hell no. Jason Tatum loves basketball. Jason Tatum wants to come back and continue developing his legacy. Jason Tatum knows how much he would improve that team. I think he wants to prove a point, because there were people like you who gave him the business when he went down in May, like, oh, you know, I've seen other people have worse injuries and not flop around the floor and blah, blah, blah. Like, I think he wants to come back.
Okay, that's a fact. That wasn't a criticism as much as a fact. I've never seen somebody do that roundabout pinwheel that he did on the floor.
Well, ever. What if it hurt like all holy hell?
I assume other people had injuries that hurt like all holy hell. I've never seen the pinwheel effect on a
well, now you've
NBA
seen
court.
Now you've seen the pinwheel effect on the court, on the floor of MSG. I
actually like this because I think if my guy Jaylen Brown can keep them in the hunt long enough to know that Jason Tatum could be coming to help out if you get into the playoffs as a 4 seed, a 5 seed, whatever you're going to be at that point, because the team is worse. They dismantled the team. It's not like probably worse. They dismantled the team. The team is worse. And if Jaylen Brown can keep it afloat long enough for Jason Tatum to join, that could give us a fun spring and early summer. We could, you know, dream of maybe a little playoff run. A team like, oh my God, the best addition to any NBA team heading into the postseason is going to be Jason Tatum, even if he only gives you 16 or 18 minutes or whatever it might be early on.
Yeah, this is not my three-point stance. This is not my hot, fresh take on one of the big stories. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not allowed. But like
255 stance.
Is my 255 stance. I dare say two Celtics seasons ago, incredibly enjoyable. What a joy ride. What a parade. What a title. Last season, I don't think it was terribly fun for a lot of people. Oh, you don't like winning, Fitzy? No, because there was the expectation of, you guys are still together, you guys better repeat. There was a lot of pressure on them. They were not able to deliver. I thought it was a little joyless and kind of stagnant at times. Witness that stretch in the wintertime where the Celtics did not play like themselves. And they got slow and tired. Now, I'm going to hazard a guess. People are going to be way more into this team. Because why? The expectations have been lowered. So if Jason Tatum comes back, he elevates them a little bit. People are going to look at the Celtics like scrappy underdogs come March or April. I think that would be a great spot for them to turn some heads and surprise some folks.
With or without Jason Tatum, this is definitely a more interesting Celtics team. But if Jason Tatum is a carrot at the end of the season, that he may be out there to join the squad, they're even more interesting. You're right. Expectation last year created this sense of entitlement in the fan base and then disappointment in the fan base when they didn't live up to those expectations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.